Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dochi, anxiety, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So I usually feel this way right around this time every year, although I feel like this year it's earlier than usual. And that is, I feel like everybody is out there having fun and enjoying summer, and I'm not.
Yeah, I get the same exact thing. When people start posting vacation pictures, game over.
And if you're listening to this right now, rest assured, I'm not talking to you because you're listening to this right now.
And you're up this early and you're probably on your way to work.
Yeah, you're not having fun. I understand. But it feels like it's come on earlier this year because I usually feel it in July, like mid-July, end of July. I feel like everybody's having fun except me. But now for some reason, I'm feeling it now. And it started last night, or maybe it even started earlier yesterday. But last night, I went on a walk with my boys. It was just me and my two boys walking around the neighborhood. And we get home, and Paula has to work today, but she doesn't have to work till later in the day. So those three are like having fun and enjoying summer. And I'm like, well, I'm going to go to bed.
Oh, no. You had to dip out.
And yesterday, during the day, my oldest son, Will, had baseball games. So just sitting and talking with the other parents and catching up. And, well, number one, my best friend is in Italy right now.
What?
And I'm talking to another one of the dads at the baseball game. He's leaving for Italy in like a week.
Okay, why is everybody going to Italy?
Exactly. Was there like a big sale?
Yeah, did I miss a memo?
For flights to Italy?
Maybe.
Vacation packages that I'm not aware of?
No one told us about it.
And then talking to the other parents, yeah, we're going to London. We just got back from Vegas. And I'm like, oh, all right, well.
To be fair, you were on a cruise a couple months ago.
That's true.
To be fair. Just got to play devil's advocate for a second.
But it's kind of a mental grind that this summertime, you know, what we're in right now, it feels like a mental grind. It's like, okay, I've got to get up. I've got to make the drive into work. You know, I've got to be here. We got to find things to talk about.
I mean, it's so hard because for the first, what, like 18 years of our lives, for some people more than that, we're conditioned that summer is fun, carefree, no responsibility time. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, adulthood hits and it's like, JK, you get no breaks.
And my kids don't get it. They keep asking me, do you have to go to work tomorrow? It's like, yeah,
oh my gosh.
I do.
I know. I have my 9-year-old niece is in town right now. Same thing. She's like, do you have to work tomorrow? And I'm like, oh, yes.
You're on vacation. I'm not. So thank you for being here this morning. I do want to talk about what is going on with Justin Bieber because he is not in a good place right now.
Do you still think that? My tune is starting to change this weekend.
Oh, really?
I haven't dove into it, so.
There was an incident, and we'll talk about it next. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So for weeks now, if not longer, if not months, I keep reading about how Justin Bieber is not well, and he's making cryptic posts on Instagram. And he's had a complete management shakeup. And his marriage with Hailey Bieber is not doing okay because she's posting weird things on Instagram, too.
Very kind of high school. We have a lot of, like, you remember subtweets? It's kind of like that, but it's happening on Instagram. And, like, I believe there's even been some, like, unfollowing of people that, I don't know.
But fans have been concerned. They're saying, you know, Justin might need some help. He seems to be crying for help. He's lashing out for help. And there was another incident this past weekend. Justin was out to eat in Malibu at a restaurant. And as it happens, occasionally, if not frequently, in LA, if you go out anywhere and you're a celebrity, you're going to be hounded by paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to Justin again this past weekend. However, Justin decided to confront the paparazzi this time around. And there's audio. There's video of this. So here's some of Justin's confrontation with the paparazzi.
I'm a father. I'm a dad.
I understand that.
And you guys are on private property in front of my car.
I understand.
No, you don't understand, or else you wouldn't be here.
Justin said, we're going to set some boundaries here today.
He did. And so that video, after watching that, that's what has you more concerned?
Why doesn't it have you concerned?
I guess watching that video, because we hear the words, right, that they're hounded by paparazzi. But I think seeing him and, like, actually seeing that video from the lens of, like, just a real dude who's trying to get in the car with his family, I was like, oh, wait, I get it. Like, I actually thought that he seemed, like, a little more lucid in that video than some of the videos that I've seen the past couple of weeks.
I guess I'm referring to just the confrontation itself. I mean, Justin Bieber being followed by paparazzi is nothing new.
But him being followed by paparazzi as a dad with a baby, that is new.
Well, I don't think that really changes anything. It's not like the paparazzi is going to leave you alone. Well, he's a dad now, so
I mean,
we better stay away.
I'm sure it's just a different mentality, though. Think of, like, yourself. Whatever if somebody gets you on camera, but if somebody gets your boys and that wasn't what they signed up for, then
But he wasn't with his... He wasn't with it. He didn't have his son with him.
He didn't?
I don't think so. Did he?
He kept talking about his son, so I just kind of assumed.
I thought he was just telling the paparazzi that's who he is now.
Oh.
I didn't think he had his baby with him.
You know what? Go off, King.
All right, here's a little bit more of the confrontation.
Don't go to someone you don't know, and you stick a camera in their face. You don't do that. You don't do that.
But you're a celebrity.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if I'm a celebrity or not.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter if I'm a celebrity.
Hey, I'm with him.
Well, I understand he has a point, but what I'm saying is, like, what caused this incident? Like, why is today of all days is he fed up over it? Even the paparazzi surprised. They're like, because you're a celebrity. We've been doing this for 25 years. You don't know how this works by now. We've been following you around since you were a teenager.
Everybody has a breaking point.
This went on for 11 minutes, by the way. Justin spent 11 minutes lecturing the paparazzi.
Guys, you think this is a game?
No, we're working, man. It's
exactly.
All.
At the expense of another human. And now you're laughing because you know it's true.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's wrong, but what I'm saying is what caused this incident? Like, what made him fed up today? And that's where I think it's everything that you've been hearing the last few months, you know, is Justin nearing a breaking point here.
Mm-hmm. Very, very possible. I mean, I think back to 2007 Britney, though, and how we all just called her crazy and, like, the paparazzi was hounding her. So I'm kind of like, go off, Justin. Yep. Tell them. You tell them.
Yeah, again, I'm not saying he's wrong.
I don't know why he's feeling that right now and, like, what pushed him to the brink, but,
yeah,
I mean...
again, two issues here. It's not that I think that he's wrong for what he's saying. I'm saying the incident more concerns me.
Yeah.
You know, 11 minutes to spend with the paparazzi?
Hey,
seems
hopefully
like
they get the point now. Maybe, right. Probably not.
We'll see what happens, if anything, after that. Morgan Wallen, two sold-out shows in August at Huntington. I always want to say Huntington Beach, but it's Huntington Field. It's Q104. Bless you. Bless you. Unfortunate timing right there for a sneeze attack.
Like, I've been going through it this weekend. I already took a Zyrtec this morning. I'm doing my best.
Yeah, the second I turn on the microphone, the sneeze attack comes on.
I don't know if anybody else has seasonal allergies, but if you're out there dealing with them too, I see you.
Is it pretty bad right now?
Yeah. Like, I don't remember it being this bad this far into June. Like, I remember Memorial Day weekend being the worst for me, but this past week or so has been killing me.
So when it heats up, does that Does that help make allergies better? Does that improve? Or does the heat make it worse?
For me, it's the rain. Because I'm super allergic to mold. So when the rain falls and it stagnates in leaves or grass or anywhere, and there's, you know, mold spores, that's where I start to kind of go a little crazy. And anytime I go into a room and I start sneezing like nuts, I'm like, oh, there's mold in here, by the way. Just in case you were wondering, if you weren't aware, there's mold somewhere.
Well, we've had plenty of rain. This has been one of the wettest springs that
I know
I can remember in a long time. Off and on showers again this week, and we're going to heat up too. 70s, 80s by this week, and it's going to be very humid as well. All right, good vibes on the way. 216-474-0104. Your time to share with us something that happened over the weekend that has you in a good mood. Maybe it's something you're looking forward to this week. Maybe you're going to Italy, like my best friend and basically everybody else
I
know.
You know what? If you're going to Italy, please don't call us. I don't think we can handle any more people going to Italy while we are not.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Good vibes on the way. Let's check in with Dawn in Elyria. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
So it's my grandpa's birthday today, and he's the best human in the world, and I'm going to go see him today. So I'm really happy. He makes me happy.
Oh, happy birthday, Grandpa.
Thank you. I'll tell him.
Do you just call him Grandpa?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just call him Gramps or Grandpa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gramps. There it is. I was going to say, I feel like all grandfathers have like some sort of nickname.
Yeah.
And Dawn, how long have you known this man?
I mean, 27 years of my
wow.
life.
Wow. Well, the real question is, how old is he celebrating?
Oh, he doesn't reveal his age. He's like a Frank Sinatra, you know, keeps it classy, blue eyes, the whole nine yards.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell us something about your grandfather that you love to tell other people when you brag about your grandfather, or just a fun fact about him.
Basically, he literally is the most open-minded human in my entire family. My entire family is crazy except for him. He's like so grounded and the only person I could tell real secrets to.
Aww.
So yeah, he's awesome.
I love that you have that relationship.
Yeah, me too.
Well, happy birthday to your grandfather.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day today.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you for being here this morning. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So when I think of beach, I think of pretty much anywhere else besides Northeast Ohio.
What, you don't think of Edgewater?
I don't.
You don't think of Huntington?
I don't.
You don't think of Menor Headlands?
I think Florida. I think Cancun, even though I've never been there.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Myrtle Beach, I would think Myrtle Beach, Hilton Head, I don't think Northeast Ohio. I mean, technically, it might be a beach, but when I want to plan a perfect beach day, it's not going to be at Huntington or it's not going to be at Edgewater.
I mean, you could plan your perfect beach day at Huntington or Edgewater. That's your choice. I have a lot of fun every time I go.
I don't want to get into the lake. You actually get into the lake.
I'll get into the lake. I have some stipulations, but I will get into the lake. Usually, generally speaking, I won't go in, like, above waist.
Okay.
Will you so go? But you can go pretty far, and it, like, it's pretty shallow. You can go very far and not have it go really past your knees. Like,
will you go underwater?
Like, I'm not entirely opposed to it, but like, so if I'm like jet skiing, sure. If I fall off, no big deal. But like, is it my choice to do it? No.
Is
but
that
like,
something
I
you,
will.
Is that something you do often? You go jet skiing?
Not often, but I have done it more than a couple times in Lake Erie, actually.
Is that right?
My mom had a boyfriend who had a lot of money once. It was a whole thing.
I bring this up because of this headline that jumped to my attention this morning. Stay out of the water. Sewer overflow sends waste into Lake Erie at Edgewater Beach. This is the reason I don't go into the lake.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's stuff like this. So, yes, it is going to be a hot week. If you're looking to jump in into a pool somewhere, that would probably be the better idea, because there is a public advisory this week for Edgewater Beach. After this week, the rain this past weekend, there was a sewer overflow, and that discharge went into the lake on Saturday morning.
Okay, well, maybe, yeah, don't go into the lake right now. I'm not saying it's ever particularly the best idea, but I've done it since I was a little kid, and I'm still kicking right now to tell the story, so it must be okay.
I don't know. I would steer clear of the lake for a while.
Yeah, maybe.
That's just me.
Yeah, probably for right now, especially. Stay out of there.
The sewer district says they will continue water quality testing until it is safe to lift the advisory.
Well, I hope they get it lifted before the 4th of July. It's a couple weeks away. They got some time.
I think it's cool to hang out on the beach area, cook out, grill, get some volleyball going, but no thank you. I will stay out of the lake.
Not for Bill. Nope, he's not getting in there.
Like, for instance, in a week from now, I don't want someone to call the show and say, after this weekend, I will never swim in Lake Erie again because I didn't know that it was filled with sewage.
Yeah, don't be that person. We're telling you right now, to not do it.
But what did happen to you over the weekend? We'll get into that this morning. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Q Morning Show. You've got Q104 this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa, what is Bonnaroo?
Okay, so Bonnaroo, it's a music festival that happens in Tennessee. Right around this time of year, every single year, it's got, I mean, huge names. Like this year, the lineup had, I'm looking, Olivia Rodrigo, Hozier, Tyler, the Creator, Queens of the Stone Age, Justice, Tyla, like the list keeps going. This lineup was stacked.
This sounds like fun.
Right, it does, I know.
So what happened? Something happened?
Oh, something did happen.
Oh, no.
So Bonnaroo was supposed to be this weekend in Tennessee. People that go to Bonnaroo often, they are not shocked at inclement weather because it's always hot. It always rains. But this year, I mean, it like downpoured. The whole grounds were flooded. And by Friday night, they canceled the whole rest of the weekend.
Oh, no.
So people had driven like so from here. I think it's like 10 hours or something
because people camp out.
People camp. It's a camping festival. You set up your campsite. And so I think it started on Thursday, probably people were getting there or the festival was starting. And by Friday night, it was kaputsky, done.
How do you make that announcement? Like, how do you do it? Like, I'm just talking like semantically. You know, does someone walk around with a bullhorn? Is there like a PA speaker?
So from what I can tell, I think that they all just got a notification on their phone.
That seems more like the 2025
yes,
way to do it.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened, especially because I found a video of the actual exact moment of people finding out in their tents that the festival had been canceled. If you want to.
Oh, this should be fun.
I want to disclaim, though. This sounds really concerning. Please keep in mind, this is just people at Bonnaroo finding out that it's canceled. No one is hurt.
Okay.
Now roll the clip. That was just a little clip because it went on for a while,
no.
But I was like, oh man, you could probably hear it echoing from miles away, just the disappointment in the air. Those poor kids.
I'm laughing, but at the same time, I do feel bad for these kids.
I do feel bad because I've been them and like, it sucks, but like.
And there's nothing you can do. I mean,
no.
Do they get refunds for this?
They should be they're going to get refunds for it.
At least partial refunds?
I want to say they might even be getting a full refund. I haven't completely read into it, but they are getting refunds of some sort. Usually it takes a minute for the schematics of that to work out, but yeah, I do feel bad. I feel bad for those kids. And then some of their cars are like stuck in the mud too, and they can't even get out. Like,
yeah.
So they're just stuck there.
I have heard that sound before as well.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, usually at home. Hey, Will, could you unload the dishwasher?
Oh my gosh. Bill, maybe you should just do the dishwasher yourself. That's not even worth it.
Just to avoid that?
Yeah, exactly.
Feel like I'm torturing these kids. Okay, well, if we were a radio morning show in Nashville, I guess this morning someone might call up and they'd say, after this weekend, I will never go to Bonnaroo ever again. But that we're not in Nashville. We are in Cleveland.
I know that there are people in Cleveland that went.
Oh, is that right?
They just probably aren't quite back yet, if I had to take a guess.
216-474-0104. What is that for you? What happened to you this past weekend? After this weekend, I will never do blank again. You fill in that blank part for us. The Q Morning Show, 216-474-0104. It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, it's Bill and Alyssa. Melissa in Elyria, good morning.
Hey.
So after this weekend, what?
I will never go to Nashville during Bonnaroo.
Okay, now someone just called up and said it.
Okay, so you were in Nashville, but you weren't there. Were you not there for Bonnaroo?
No, we just went for fun, just to visit Nashville and all the bars.
So, and then it ended up getting, I assume, bombarded with Bonnaroo-ees once it got canceled.
Yes.
Tell us about that. Tell us about the fallout of having a large outdoor festival canceled in the city that you're trying to have fun in, and all of these people just come to where you are.
Well, our hotel was like maybe 70% booked, and by the end of Sunday, it was 100% booked, maybe even overbooked, and they all came in. They were all there. Some of the festivals got moved to some of the other venues, and they had some, you know, pop-up shows and whatnot, but they were all at the swimming pool, killing my vibe.
Aww.
I don't know if this is a dumb question or not, but this is an outdoor festival, and it's raining, so are these people coming in, and because they're camping, are they all, like, muddy and dirty and stuff?
The answer is yes.
Right? I mean, they're camping.
Yes.
So they were?
But yes.
Yeah,
their shoes are a mess.
So they booked hotel rooms just to take showers, really.
Right? Yes. They said, well, we don't want to go home because, you know, we planned the whole weekend, so we're just going to make the best of it, which I love that for them. That was great, but can you maybe find a different hotel?
Definitely not what Melissa had signed up for her little Nashville trip.
No.
Thank you, Melissa. Hopefully you still had fun anyway. Have a good week, okay?
All right, you too. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to us.
You know what's crazy is I just looked at the attendance for last year at Bonnaroo.
Mm-hmm.
70,000 people. So that means there were 70,000 people just scattering, trying to find either a way to go home or something more fun to do.
I would never. I would never. And you can say, oh, it's because you're old and that's why you shouldn't be going to outdoor festivals. No, it's not. If I was 21 years old, I would want no part of that.
I completely believe that.
Absolutely not. Would not want to be anywhere near all of that chaos. Let's see. Jimmy and Avon Lake. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So after this weekend, you'll never do blank again. What is it?
Okay. So after this weekend, I will never leave my shoes outside again, no matter what my wife says.
Now, why does your wife want you to leave your shoes outside is really my question here.
I mean, they get dirty. You don't want to track mud, you know.
So she makes you leave your shoes outside?
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it's not something I'm going to argue with.
We have an old-fashioned mud room.
Oh. Do people
still call it that?
We may have to dedicate some space to something like that. We don't actually have that, like, built into the house, but, I mean, we could make something do. But anyway.
All right. Yeah, we'll get there. So what happened to you? Like, why are you feeling this way?
So we have a 10-month-old puppy, Milo. Adorable. He's a boxer mix. And, you know, he needs his walks twice a day to get the the zoomies out and all that.
Sure.
So Saturday around maybe 8, take him for his nighttime walk down a little park at the end of the street.
it was, you know, kind of gross outside, like a lot of water on the ground, so muddy. And so by the time I got home, I'm wet. My Crocs are dirty, muddy, and gross. And, you know, my wife has taught me well. I know better than to track mud in the house. So I leave my shoes out on the front porch.
Oh, that's why. That's why.
Yeah.
Got it.
So fast forward to Sunday morning, and I'm taking Milo on the morning walk, and I go to grab the mail and all that, and I go to slip on my Crocs, only to end up sticking my bare foot into a nice little pile of poop inside my Crocs. I don't know if it was a, you know, a mouse or a rabbit or what. You know, all I know is that I stuck my toes into a cool pile of actual shit. And in case anybody's wondering, that is a terrible way to start a Sunday.
Are we sure it wasn't Milo?
It wasn't Milo. I know that. It wasn't the catastrophe that boxer poop would have been. It was small, unfortunately.
If there's one bright side, it is probably that at least Milo didn't poop in your shoe.
Yeah. It was some sort of small mammal. We'll say that. anyway, I was so pissed. I like literally just threw my shoes away. But, you know, after I calmed down, I cleaned myself up, and I went and got my shoes, hosed them down and all that. But, yeah, lesson learned. Never leave your shoes outside unless you're ready to find a little surprise.
Yeah, I feel like you were targeted.
Yeah, it did seem a little purposeful, but, you know.
I mean, of all places.
It seems like a pointed attack.
Yeah, I don't know. I always kind of thought we had a nice relationship with the squirrels, you know, but who knows? Who knows what they're really thinking, right?
I guess not. That answers your question. You got some beef with the squirrels and the chipmunks and whatever other little furry animals in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy, thanks for calling in this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Take it easy.
Andrea in Chesterland, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's play this game, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I have five questions. If you get more of those questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Andrea, Let's start with the most logical place. Let's start with question one.
Okay.
What is the official mascot of the Walt Disney Company?
Mickey Mouse.
Question two. Where can you find the tallest building in the world?
New York City.
Question three. What is a burrito that is deep fried?
A Chorito.
Question four. In the movie The Other Guys, who plays Will Ferrell's police partner?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Just need an actor's name.
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Question five. It's what you call someone from New Zealand. They also share this name with a fruit.
Someone from New Zealand. An apple fritter.
All right, Andrea. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? So Alyssa's making her way back in the studio. Alyssa, meet Andrea from Chesterland.
Good morning, Andrea.
Hi, Alyssa.
All right, let me count you up here, Andrea. You have one. Oh, my gosh. Okay, never mind. She only has one.
What? Just one? Oh, okay.
Sorry about that. I completely lost track of where we were, and she only has one today.
Okay. You know what? Again, better than none. We'll look at the bright side.
Maybe these are the toughest questions in the world.
They might be.
Probably not.
Let's find out. Question number one, Alyssa. What is the official mascot of the Walt Disney Company?
Mickey Mouse.
Question two. Where can you find the tallest building in the world?
Is that... That's Dubai. Yeah.
It is Dubai. I don't know the name of the building, but it's 163 floors high.
Yes. It's very, very tall.
And I think Tom Cruise jumped off it one time.
That sounds right.
Question three. What is a burrito that is deep fried? Oh my gosh. Alyssa is completely bored during this segment. Just let out a huge yawn.
I've been drinking energy drinks, and I didn't have one this morning. So.
Sorry for wasting your time. We'll just get through these questions quickly here. So do you know the name of a burrito that's deep fried?
Is that an enchilada?
No. That is a chimichanga.
Ah. Oh.
Andrea, I was fact-checking your answer of chorizo. So Cheritos are deep-fried. However, it's not a burrito. It's a churro, the Mexican snack. So
love churros.
Cannot accept that as an answer. Question four. In the movie The Other Guys, who plays Will Ferrell's police partner?
Oh wow, these are kind of tough. I don't know. Eddie Murphy?
It was Mark Wahlberg.
Mm. Oh, that's such a trick because I know that they're in Daddy's Home together.
Who?
Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
I know, but I said in the movie The Other Guys.
Right, but I'm saying they did another movie together, so I was like, surely they haven't done like multiple, but apparently they have.
I wasn't trying to trick you. I said the movie. Number five. Question five. Let's wrap this up. It's what you call someone from New Zealand. They also share this name with a fruit.
A kiwi.
That is correct. Mm. You would call them a kiwi. All right. So Alyssa got 1, 2, 3 right today. Unfortunately, Andrea, I think you'll do better next time. Next time you call, I guarantee you will do better.
Let's hope so.
And these questions were hard. Can confirm.
Thank you for listening and for playing. We do have fantastic prizes for you.
Thank you. My name is Andrea, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for being here. It's Bill and Alyssa. So what is FOPO? It is not FOMO.
I have no idea. I've never heard that.
FOMO is fear of missing out.
Yes.
FOPO is a fear of people's opinions. And the person behind this, he's a psychologist. His name is Michael Gervais, and he's the one trying to make fetch happen here. So he's calling it FOPO. And he says a fear of people's opinions is a problem. He says FOPO is the term for needing validation and approval from other people. And he has examples, signs of if you're dealing with FOPO. I thought we could discuss.
Okay. Yeah. What are some signs of this?
Checking your phone to look important or busy.
Oh, like you're not actually checking it. You just want to seem like you have something to do. So you have your nose in your phone.
I have absolutely done this.
You have?
In a public setting. And usually it's something work related. Like I've been at these work functions or seminars and in a room full of people. And it seems like everybody knows everybody. And I'm too afraid to go up and introduce myself or whatever the case may be. So I will just be on my phone for absolutely no reason at all.
See, I do that too, but it's not to look busy. I just do it because I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, but you're trying to look like you don't want to just like stand there awkwardly looking around the room. You want to make it look like you're doing something, right?
I don't care if it looks like I'm doing something. I just, for my own mental well-being, I'm like, okay, this is weird. Let me just go to my happy little phone land.
Or maybe I'll feverishly start texting someone. Even though there's no reason to text him at that moment, that makes you look busy.
That definitely right? will. That'll make you look busy. Like you have work to be done. You're texting aggressively.
Right. You got two thumbs going.
Two thumbs going. Yeah. Rapid fire.
Also on this list, if you have FOPO, if you have fear of people's opinions, laughing at something you don't find funny.
Oh, I've done this. I've definitely done this. Not with you. Don't look at me like
that's
that.
That's exactly where I'm going with
this. Not with you. Don't look at me like that.
I don't ever want you to do that.
I don't. Believe me, I don't. And it makes things a little difficult because I feel comfortable enough now with you that I don't feel it necessary to laugh at all of your jokes if I don't think they're funny.
Good. I don't want you to.
I don't.
I don't do it. I don't want you to do it.
But I certainly do it with other people.
I would almost invite the awkward silence on the show. If you could, if
like just a deadpan stare with crickets.
Yeah. If I said something that was funny and you don't laugh, or if I said something that I perceived was funny and you don't laugh, I would love to have the silence too. I think that's funny.
I think that there have definitely been points where I just stare at you. That has definitely happened on this show in this studio.
Staring at each other on a radio show.
That's true friendship right there.
FOPO, the fear of people's opinions. Have you ever had something to drink at a party even when you don't want to?
Yes.
I would say no.
No?
I would say, for me, no. Because usually when I'm at the party, I want a drink.
That's fair.
I don't think I've ever gone to a party and not wanted to drink.
So I actually, like, I think it was like last summer I went through a, no, two summers ago. I was just like not drinking, just taking a breaksies. And I had my best friend's birthday is actually yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so we went out and I was drinking O'Doul's just to keep something in my hands all night.
Okay.
0%er. Just all night. But I was buying it at the bar. How silly is that? I was buying O'Doul's.
I like getting a pop sometimes because I rarely get to drink pop. So
pop is always a good option, too.
Yeah. Staying at your job late just because your boss is still there. You might have FOPO if you do that. Now, in our, we can't do that in our, in our current situation.
We would be a mess. We would be walking zombies if we stayed until our boss left.
I could see me if I did work until the time when the boss clocked out.
You'd want to wait until they're gone.
I probably would.
Yeah. I've done that too.
And maybe I would want to, if we're going to run into each other, if he was walking out and I was walking out at the same time.
Even a step further, when I was on work from home, I would wait until my boss went like idle on Microsoft Teams before I would let my computer go idle.
Wow, that's next level FOPO right there. Pretending to see a movie or a show that you've never watched, in what circumstance would you do that?
That just feels like it's going to go poorly because then someone's going to ask you about it and you're going to have no idea.
Like even on this show, it's actually a detriment because sometimes Alyssa and I don't see the popular movies. And I remember the summer when Barbie and Oppenheimer came out. Like, neither of us. Well, that was before you joined the show.
That was before I was here. I was like, no. I saw the Barbie movie.
But we didn't see those movies. And we would go on the air and talk about it. And I remember there was somebody who was working with us at the time. They're like, how in the world are you going on and saying that you haven't seen the two most popular movies?
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
And I was like, because we don't lie. Like, why would we lie that we saw the movie when we really didn't?
I guess I'm not saying you should lie, but maybe you should just watch it. I don't know about Oppenheimer. I didn't watch that one, but Barbie was a masterpiece.
All right, last one here. And this might mean that you have FOPO or a fear of people's opinions. If you lie about your age at work, if your industry is run by younger people.
Oh, I feel the opposite. What the hecky?
What do you mean? You tell people that you're older than you are?
Am I...
The opposite?
My first job...
No, I'm really 57, guys.
When I got my job in San Diego, I was 22. Okay. I didn't want that to be the most... That's very young for this industry. I did not want that to be, like, the first thing everyone knew about me.
Yeah, again, that's something that I don't feel the need to hide. And I've worked with other people that do hide that. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll be like, yeah, it's my birthday today, and they'll talk about it on the show, and they're like, 38 forever, you know, or something like that.
Oh, geez.
And it's like, who's buying that? And I'm telling you my age on the air.
Yeah, I have. I'll say it now because I'm in my 30s. I'm in my golden age now, so I'll divulge.
And you are?
I'm actually going to be 32 in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Ah! And I'm
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
39.
Yeah.
It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Before I tell you why I will never go online shopping again, or at least without supervision, you got a scam that came to your text, did you not?
I did yesterday, and I had to save it because it's, of course, the Ohio Department of Motor Vehicles, right? The iconic BMV text that you get saying that you have to pay whatever. It even has, like, in accordance with Ohio Administrative Code, blah, 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 blah. It's from a Philippines number. It's not, like, a United States number. So I just looked it up, and it's coming from the Philippines. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I just don't think someone in the Philippines is trying to get in touch with me about my Ohio Department of Motor Vehicles notice.
Yeah. I feel like I've gotten that text four times. Paul has gotten that text multiple times. I feel like it's about your license or your registration.
I'm going to be so honest. Like, I didn't even read it. Once I saw the number that it came from, it's just saying that, like, penalties begin today and I have an outstanding traffic ticket.
Because the other one that was going around by text was you have unpaid traffic tolls in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I got that one too.
Like, states I've never even visited.
Yeah. I got one for Baltimore. Yeah. And I've never been to Baltimore.
Okay. So I feel like I am pretty experienced in identifying these types of scams and being all over them and saying, this is a scam, ignore it.
You're pretty good about it.
Right.
I would say.
So before I tell you about this scam that I fell for, and it's a little embarrassing looking back on it now.
Oh, no, you fell for one.
I did. I fell for one.
Oh.
Just to tell you something about me real quick. So my outfits, my clothing lifestyle, my whatever I have, it's mostly just Cavs t-shirts and hats and Cleveland stuff.
You're a Cleveland dad. That's right. Pretty much the Cleveland dad wardrobe.
And I've been dressing this way since I was in grade school, mm-hmm. and I have not changed my wardrobe at all. I just buy Cleveland stuff. And so I'm always on websites like Fanatics and Rally House and the one company out of Columbus, Homage.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Now, some people don't know how to pronounce their name. They call themselves Homage, but you look at the word and I think most people pronounce it homage.
I do that, yeah.
Okay. But the company itself calls themselves Homage, so I'm going to call them Homage for the sake of this story.
Okay.
So I follow them on Instagram, and they're always in my feed. 40% off this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I get emails. 40% off everything in our inventory.
Free shipping!
Right, until midnight tonight. So the other day, I'm on Instagram and I see a post come up, and this is it's not in my stories. It's in my feed, and it says everything. It's from Homage, or at least I think it is. Everything in our site is under $8.
That's a great deal.
And they have a whole post there, and I'm like, what? Everything is under $8? And I click on the link and I start scrolling through this website and everything is marked down. T-shirts.
Oh, it
hoodies,
is.
Everything is marked down. Where a T-shirt would be $25, it's $6.41. A hoodie is normally $35. It's it's under $8. So it's like $7 or something like that.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh my God. What an amazing sale this is.
Yeah, that sounds incredible.
I've never heard anything like this. And I remember I was in my bedroom and Paula's like walking around. I'm like, honey, you're not going to believe this sale.
No.
I said, I am buying some things because I have to ask my wife's permission before I can use the credit card. I have to get a bunch of things because I need to update my wardrobe. I need to update my set of Cleveland t-shirts and hoodies.
Sure.
So she's like, yeah, whatever you want. Don't spend too much. And so what I ended up, I went through the entire site and I picked out two hoodies and two t-shirts. And
okay.
So the grand total shipping was like $6.99. So grand total was something like $43.
This sounds great.
What an amazing deal this is.
Yeah.
I'm going to get two new Guardians t-shirt and a hat and or a hoodie and a Cavs t-shirt and a hoodie for $40. Amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like, that's a great deal. I'm really waiting for where this is going to go sour.
So I put in my credit card and everything else, and I think that I just found a great deal.
Yeah.
Cut to a couple days later, Paula is looking at our credit card statement, and she's like, what is this purchase that you made, and it's from Singapore?
Oh, like, no.
What? I said, well, I didn't buy anything. I said the last thing I bought was the gear from Homage, and I said I haven't received it yet. She's like, was it for $40 or something like that? I said, yeah, it was exactly that. She said, this is from Singapore. She's like, this is a scam. She's like, there's no way. And I said, well, maybe Homage outsources their
That's
production
what I would have thought too.
From Singapore.
Maybe?
And she's like, I don't think so. She's like, I think you got scammed.
Oh my gosh. So was it like, Did you go back? Did you find that post and see if it was the actual page or not?
There was no way to go back and find the post. Because
once, man.
I mean, how do you find an old post in... It wasn't on Homage's site. I don't know what I was looking at.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you could try to go back through your history in your browser on your phone. That's like the only thing I could think of.
I was fooled because this scam came up in my Instagram feed.
Mm-hmm.
And what I thought was only businesses and people that I follow. That's all I see there.
Mm-mm.
I've never seen an ad for... I've never seen a scam in there. I've never seen a fake ad.
Really? This is your first one?
In Instagram?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, welcome.
I didn't think it was possible.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Targeted ads like that all the time. So I get some like that too. And it's always interesting if you go to the website, because you're usually trying to push... I got one like camo shorts for forever. Get these camo shorts. Get these camo shorts. And then you go to the website, and the only item that they have are camo shorts. Like, so they do. There are definitely scams that go around in the targeted ad space on Instagram.
No, be wary. I completely fell for it. I thought that I was on Homage's website.
So sad too, because that's so exciting.
Looking back on it now, I do remember having the thought, boy, this isn't very user friendly. I was like, because I was trying to search for items, and it wasn't letting me search for items. I'm like, what a weird way to navigate this website. But, I mean, I didn't care. I thought I was buying Cleveland gear for under $8.
It doesn't matter what how the function of the website is. It doesn't matter.
So to end the story, I disputed the claim with my bank, and they gave me my money back.
Oh, good.
So I have no Cleveland gear coming to my house, but I also I'm not out $40 because my bank investigated it and realized that I fell for a scam.
Now, did you make that call or did Paula?
I did it all online.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, somebody at Citibank thought, like, what a moron, but they gave me my money back.
I mean, it happens to the best of us.
That's the first time it's ever happened to me.
And you know what? You've made it pretty far then. To make it to 2025 and not get scammed by an Instagram ad, kudos to you, my friend.
I feel embarrassed about it. 216-474-0104. Maybe you can make me feel better. Tell me how you got scammed. Like, you fell for it. Maybe it was the Homage thing. Maybe you've seen the Homage thing.
Maybe.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Yeah, I'm a moron. I fell for an Instagram scam and lost, or I spent $40 to buy some Cleveland gear from Homage, or at least I thought I was. $8. Everything on the site under $8.
It was too good to be true.
A hoodie under $8.
Do you at least feel better that the phones lit up when we said, did you get scammed? And everybody started calling. Do you feel better at least?
A little bit.
Okay.
Macy in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you get scammed by?
So now it's a big scam, but when it first came out, I got one of those Easy Pass messages.
Okay. We were kind of just talking about that. So you'd get the text message that said you owed money, like tolls in another state, right?
Yes, but the thing was, the week prior, we went to Chicago for a friend's wedding.
So it made sense.
It really got me. Yeah, it really got me. And I ended up using my boyfriend's credit card, and it took $200 that the bank will not give back.
They won't give it back. Did you try to dispute it?
We did. Yeah, we tried to dispute it. We tried to do everything. They wouldn't give it back. I think it was because the scam was too new.
So what state? Was it Illinois or a different state that
or
tried
Indiana?
I don't think it said that.
Oh, it didn't say the state?
It didn't even say.
You're just giving away your money. I don't care.
But she's like, I was just in Chicago.
It could have been New Mexico. Who cares? I didn't even drive through there. But hey, if I owe unpaid tolls in New Mexico, I'm paying them.
No, we just drove to Chicago, though. And like we did. We hit so many toll booths. I totally would have fallen for it, too, if we had just driven there.
You know what, though? Yeah. Isn't it free to drive to Chicago?
No.
It's not free.
No, you hit so many tolls. If you take the term, you can add like an extra hour and avoid tolls. But if you want to take the fastest route, you do have to hit a couple.
All right. Yeah, it has been a while since I drove to Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you didn't get your money back, though, Macy. That
sucks. I
know.
That's okay. Yeah, at the bottom of the thing, it said that it was going to suspend my license. So that's why I was really scared.
Right. You were freaked out. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's such a bummer.
Well, why'd the bank give me my money back?
I mean, like, she's making a good point. If it was like a really new scam, maybe they were just like, oh, I don't know. You sound like you're lying.
Johnny is in Canton. Johnny, are you on a Bluetooth or a speakerphone?
I was on, I can take it off speaker.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's better. Tell us what got you.
So I was trying to buy a Great Dane puppy, and they told me that I had to put a deposit down of, I think it was $800.
Okay, wait, stop. Where did you come across this where you were trying to find a dog, and then was it some sort of an ad online?
It was on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, okay. All right, and they wanted an $800 deposit to get the dog that you wanted.
Just to hold the dog.
So you saw the picture of the dog, and you're like, that's the dog that I want. And just to hold it for what, though? Like, what would...
Until he could go pick it up.
Okay. Okay, so $800.
Yes.
And did they tell you you'd have to give more money once you came there to pick up the dog?
Yes, I would have to give the rest of the money so I could buy it, purchase it for the rest of the cost. The worst part, though, they were texting me. I was texting them and everything.
Oh, man. So where was the dog? Like, where did you have to drive to go pick up the dog?
I think, I want to say it was in Columbus.
Okay.
Did you actually drive to Columbus?
After I sent the deposit, I didn't send the $800. I sent $200, I want to say.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I sent the $200, all communication was cut off.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Yeah. Did you get the $200 back?
I tried to dispute it with my bank, but they said since it wasn't like a credit card charge or anything like that, there was nothing that they could do.
What was it, like PayPal or Venmo or something?
It was a Cash App.
Yeah, because you're giving cash. It's not a credit card involved.
I'm about to ask all these people, like, yo, give me some phone numbers to call, because every single time that I have disputed, I have got my money back.
Yeah, but I can understand why he did it, because he really just gave away his cash. Johnny just gave away his just cash.
Yeah.
Using an app. It wasn't a credit card.
I did that with, I was trying to get festival tickets on Reddit, though, and I Venmo'd somebody money. Communication cut off. Clearly was not getting those tickets. I disputed it. Got it back.
You did?
Yes. Yes. You got to be annoying. You have to keep calling. You have to be someone's worst nightmare. But yes.
Oh,
keep calling. You will get it back.
Yeah. I'm bummed out that I had a happy ending for my stupidity.
I know.
But
I know. Seriously. I'm
so
like,
many people don't.
I really am like, send me the phone numbers. I do this for sport. Let me call.
Oh my gosh, I could continue. We could do this for another half hour.
We need to bring this back, because this is such a big thing right now, just scams floating around.
Okay, yeah, maybe we'll do this again tomorrow.
Yeah, we should bring this back.
All right, 216-474-0104. You can, if you send us a text, get a head start, and we can, you know, take some more calls tomorrow.
Yeah, so we can queue you up to have you ready for tomorrow.
So we have Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way. That's coming up for A Day to Remember and Yellow Card tickets at Blossom in September. So hang on for that. Jim in Middleburg Heights is here. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. It's going to be you versus Alyssa, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins, because all ties go to Alyssa. Jim, are you ready for your 5 questions?
I am ready.
Question 1. What fast food chicken location opened up their first location in Louisiana?
Popeyes.
Question 2. What Hall of Fame is located in Cooperstown, New York?
Baseball.
Question 3. What substance is contained in the majority of your brain?
Water.
Question 4. What year did someone first step on the moon?
1964.
And our final question. What city in Italy uses boats and canals to get around?
Rome. I might have messed that up. Not the brightest.
No. All right. Jim takes a shot at himself as he wraps up the game today. Jim, don't do that.
Okay.
Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? You should feel good, Jim. You went 3 for 5 today.
Okay.
Not too shabby, and we'll see how Alyssa does compared to you. She is walking into the studio right now and about to sit down. Alyssa, it's Jim in Middleburg Heights.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Jim is a little down on himself.
Aw, why is that?
I don't know. He went 3 for 5. It's not too bad.
Jeez. Jim, you did pretty good. What the heck?
Yeah, 60% if you know.
Okay, well, we're not grading this. This isn't like an A, B, C, D, F scale.
Okay.
3 out of 5 is still pretty solid.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
She needs 3 to tie and 4 to win. Here we go. What fast food chicken location opened up their first location in Louisiana?
Popeyes.
Question 2. What Hall of Fame is located in Cooperstown, New York?
Ooh. Oh, wow. Baseball. Really?
Baseball is correct.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa, that was a wild guess.
Question 3. What substance is contained in the majority of your brain? What's up there?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've never looked to see. Water.
Is that another guess?
That's another guess.
That's right on.
Wow.
Question 4. What year did someone first step on the moon?
1969.
Final question. What city in Italy uses boats and canals to get around?
Venice.
Venice is correct. Jim, she went 5 for 5 today.
Okay, can't beat that. So,
Jim,
good job.
I did not expect to do that. I am sorry.
I know. I understand. You're on a roll. What can I say?
Yeah, I am shocked. I am flabbergasted that I got those 2 questions because those were just totally guesses.
Yeah. Well, you maybe play the lottery or something.
I know, right? Must be a good lucky day for me.
Jim, it was great to have you here. We hope you'll try again someday on Alyssa's College of Knowledge. And we do have some fantastic prizes for you as well.
Thank you very much. I had a great time. My name is Jim, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.